None but the hungry heart. 519. Abiding prayer. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5, verse 14. In order for us to pray according to his will, we must first know his will. Not only that, but his blessed will must become our will. If ye abide in me, ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15, verse 7. Prayer is the fellowship of an intimate, living union. As with all of the Christian life, it must be carried out in dependence upon the Holy Spirit. He is known as the Spirit of grace and of supplication. See Zechariah 12:10. If I ask anything of God and have received his answer, I then act with assurance, with the conviction that I am in the path of his will. I am happy and contented. If I meet with some difficulty, this does not stop me. It is only an obstacle which faith has to surmount. But if I have not this certainty before I begin, I am in indecision. I know not what to do. There may be a trial of my faith, or it may be that I ought not to do what I am doing. I am in suspense, and I hesitate, even if I am doing the will of God. I am not sure about it, and I am not happy. I ought, therefore, to be assured that I am doing his will before I begin to act. All flows from the soul being consciously in the place where it is set, in Christ risen. He can then trust us with the knowledge of his will. He can trust the sons of the family with the family affairs. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. 1 John 5, verse 15.